Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Welcome back into the bottom of the first inning. Clearwater Threshers come to the plate for the first time this game. And we'll take a look at the lineup that they have. Devin Saltabon, the DH, leading off. Aiden Miller to follow him at short. And Caden Hediger up to the three spot for the first time. Batting third, then Bryson Ware, Nico Poaca-Grego, Avery Owusu-Asiedu, Jordan Viers, Trent Farquhar, and Dakota Katowski for the Clearwater Threshers to take on right-hander Charlie Soto. Soto, 1-0 record, 2.25 ERA on the season. First pitch, breaking ball missing low to start off the game to Devin Saltabon. 1-0 is the count to Soto as he's quickly in to the 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Saltabon. One ball, one strike, the count. Another guy highly praised by Phillies scouts. Able to play mostly at second base after spending his high school career as an outfielder. Charlie Soto, competitive balance pick by the Twins last season as the breaking ball from Soto misses outside to make it 2-1. Fastball sinker is where he gets most of his work pitch-wise. Slider-cutter combo and a change as well. Swing and a miss by Saltabon, 2-2 the count as it evens up to the 19-year-old out of Hilo, Hawaii. At his pro debut against Tampa on the first Saturday of the season, so 1 week apart from Soto's first two pro starts. Two balls, two strikes to Saltabon. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss on a high fastball to start off Devin Saltabon with out number one. That'll bring up Aiden Miller, who's got a hit in each of the first six games for the Clearwater Threshers. One home run, tied for the team lead with Caden Hediger with six RBIs on the season. And Miller having the sort of start that you'd expect from a first-round pick as he takes a first-pitch sinker for a called strike. These are two pitchers that can sling it in the mid-90s. That sinker coming in at 96 miles an hour to Miller. Now the 0-1. Fouled away back into the netting, and the count is 0-2. In Soto's first start against the Tarpon, three innings pitched, two earned runs on three hits with a walk and three strikeouts. 0-2 cut on and missed, and that is strike three. So back-to-back punchouts to start the day for the Clearwater Threshers. And now Caden Hediger will come up to the plate, the other Thresher with a homer and six RBIs on the season. A couple games less than Aiden Miller so far this year, but Hediger, a catcher, switching around with Luis Caicuto just about every other game in what has turned into a great 1-2 punch behind the plate for the Threshers. Fastball at 97, but it misses outside to Hediger to make it a 1-0 count. Sierra Canyon High School alum, most popularly known as the high school LeBron James's children attended. Change in their swinging strike, and it's 1-1 count. 19 years old is Hediger, 11th rounder out of Sierra Canyon in this past year's draft. Now Soto winds and deals. Fouled away, and it's 1-2. And Soto, another high school product like Hediger, initially from Philadelphia, but went to Reborn Christian not too far from here in Kissimmee, Florida. One ball, two strikes to Hediger. Here's the pitch. And this one is hit on a line out to Winokur at short. Steps back to the outfield grass to secure the liner. And the Threshers go down in order to start the first inning. So Clearwater down 1-2-3 to start the first inning. We're scoreless as we head to the second here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide facility solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at BayCare Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. And the Threshers are all over social media. They've got a TikTok. Don't forget to follow our Twitter account at Threshers. And we're at Threshers Baseball on Instagram as well. Our crack social media team churning out the content all year long. Each team sent three batters up to the plate. Winokur technically came up in the first inning, but before a pitch was thrown, Byron Churio was picked off at first. And the first pitch of the second inning is a swinging strike to Winokur to start the count off 0-1. Now the pitch from Stewart. Breaking ball, missing inside, and it's 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Winokur cut out and missed. Fastball blown right by him in the upper corner. And now the count is 1-2. Stewart sets from the first base side of the rubber in his windup. Now the kick and the pitch. 1-2, bouncing breaking ball blocked by Hediger, and it's 2-2. Another California native is Brandon Winokur, drafted out of Edison High School in Huntington Beach, California. Top 100 draft prospect across multiple websites as the fastball misses upstairs to fill up the count 3-2. Started in the Complex League last year, four home runs and 17 RBIs in 17 games. Winokur checks his swing as the slider misses downstairs for ball number four, and for the second consecutive inning, the Mighty Muscles start with a leadoff walk. Two stolen bases in Winokur's career. Both coming on against the Tampa series. Last coming on April 7th for Winokur as he takes a short lead off of first with Pancho Ruiz climbing back into the batter's box after a couple of nights off. Fastball missing low, and it's a 1-0 count to the Mighty Muscles catcher to start him off after Winokur walked. Second time that Stewart walked the leadoff man. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball, missing low, and it's 2-0. Was a top five recruit in California was Winokur as he leans towards second base, and Stewart fires home 2-0, turns to 3-0. That was 2-1. Looked like a miss upstairs for a second, but just settled in to the upper outside corner. Now the pitch to Ruiz. Chopped foul and bouncing into the Threshers dugout to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pancho Ruiz, a California native, went to the prestigious Mater Dei Catholic, best known for their football, but one of the stronger athletic schools in the country, and was signed undrafted out of San Diego State. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three. Back pick to first and not in time. Winokur is safe, but Ruiz is down on strikes. First punch out for Stewart in his first career start. So one gone in the second. Nearly a double play at first. And Rafael Cruz will step up to the plate. Was scheduled to start last night's game, but he was a late scratch for violating team rules by Brian Meyer. Cruz listed as a third baseman, has played primarily at first in this series and played second base as well as third in multiple games against Clearwater last season. Now the 1-0 fouled off the leg of Cruz, and it's 1-1. Signed as an international free agent out of the Dominican Republic in 2021. Played 66 games for the Mighty Muscles last year with 8 homers and 38 RBIs. High fly ball, foul down the right field line and well out of play as the count drops to 1-2. Joined Fort Myers in mid-May and stayed there for the rest of the season. Began last year as a top 30 prospect of the Twins and has since fallen out of Minnesota's top 30 as the pickoff attempt at first base is unsuccessful. There are 4 top 30 prospects on the Mighty Muscles roster. One on the injured list is Walker Jenkins, the top prospect for Minnesota after they picked him 5th in the draft last year. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike 3, a nasty slider from Stewart for his second consecutive punch-out. 2 gone in the second inning. And Yoander Martinez now up to the plate as we take another look. And Cruz just going fishing for that one. Nasty pitch from Casey Stewart to get his second punchy. And now second baseman Yoander Martinez awaits the first pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. And that was pitch number 30 for Stewart. By Martinez for a swinging strike 1. 30 pitches so far for Stewart, 17 for strikes in his first inning and 2/3 as a starter. All previous 6 games as a reliever between the Complex League and the Threshers over the last year and a half. 0-1 to Martinez, breaking ball, just missing low, and Hediger trying to bait Winokur into running towards second base, but he does not bite, and it's a 1-1 count. New ball for Stewart, 1-1 count to Martinez, as we're still locked in a scoreless battle. 1-1, bouncing break, ball gets away from Hediger, but he quickly recovers and holds Winokur on the first base bag. 2-1 count now to Yoander Martinez, the second baseman who has been in the series pretty much every game since the opener. 0-for-3 last night was Martinez. The night before, he was 1-for-3, and he was hit by a pitch as well. He's also walked twice and went 1-for-2 on the Threshers' Wednesday comeback win. So every game he's played in, the Mighty Muscles have failed to beat the Threshers as the fastball misses low and away to start it at 3-1. Not the case last year, though. Martinez was on Fort Myers for the majority of last year's season, used as a utility infielder and a backup second baseman, which is his primary position. 3-1 the count to Martinez, with Winokur taking the lead off of first base. Stewart deals, fastball just missing inside, and that is ball number 4. Second walk of the inning, third of the ball game for Stewart to move Winokur to second and place Yoander Martinez on the first base bag with 2 outs in the second inning. And that's going to bring Gustavo Armas to the mound with Caden Hediger to join him and having a chat with Casey Stewart. While they talk on the mound, we'll take a look around the Phillies system. One game has not started yet for the Phillies. Jersey Shore and Hickory set to begin within the next 10 minutes. 2023 and 21 Thresher Samuel Aldegheri set to make his second start for the Blue Claws. He was their opening day starter just about a week ago. Portland in the middle of a doubleheader against the Reading Fightin' Phils, and unfortunately the Fightins trailing 5-2, but Casey Martin, a 2021 Thresher, is at the plate representing the tying run. 2 on, 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning, and a three-run lead for the Red Sox-affiliated Portland Sea Dogs. Lehigh Valley is trailing to Durham already with a top of the second inning just ended. 1-0 lead for the Bulls over the Iron Pigs, and the Bulls, multi-time reigning International League champions. Now Gregory Duran taking his first cuts as a member of the Mighty Muscles, assigned to the team earlier today. And the fastball misses inside to him, makes it 1-0. Duran, a very wide stance. His legs cover, touching each point of the batter's box in the left-hand side of the plate. Swing and a miss by Duran, fooled by the changeup, and it's 1-1. And that's not a pitch that we've seen Paxton Thompson throw all that often so far today. Duran, a Dominican native, 21 years old, international free agent in 2019. As a fastball in there for a called strike two. So two on. You've got Whitaker on second, Martinez on first. Both reached via the walk. And a 1-2 count with two outs to Gregory Duran in his season debut. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Pulling the string was Casey Stewart. And he's recorded all three outs in the second on the punch out. But two runners left stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors. And the bottom of the second coming up, Threshers and Mighty Muscles tied without a run being scored.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night. And
get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items all for just $1, brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. Top Notch, heart of the order for the Threshers coming in the second. Let's take a look at the defense that they'll try to hit around for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Newest addition to the team, Greg Duran over at first base. Yoander Martinez at second, Whitaker at short, and Rendon Cohn over at third. The outfield left to right goes Byron Churio, Maddox Houghton, and the rehabbing Trevor Larnach in right field. Charlie Soto sent the first pitch, a strike to Bryson Ware, starting off the second with an 0-1 count. His battery mate is Pancho Ruiz, making his third appearance of the series. 0-1 to Ware. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Ware, an infielder by trade, played some shortstop and third base, which is his primary position as it's been as a minor leaguer for Auburn University, as he fouls back a slider to keep the count at 0-2. 23 years old is Ware, eighth round pick in 2023, and one of the first players to be called up to the Threshers out of the 2023 draft class. 0-2, cut on and miss, and that is strike number three. Three strikeouts of the first four batters that Charlie Soto has faced. The competitive balance round A pick of the Twins in 2023, looking pretty good thus far. Now Nico Pauaca-Grego at his highest position in the lineup so far this season will come up with one out and nobody on. Threshers still looking for their first hit of the ball game as Pauaca-Grego takes a high fastball to start it off at 0-1. New Zealand born, Australia raised, moved to Melbourne when he was young to start his baseball career. 0-1, hit in the air out to left field. Trailing foul is the baseball, and that's where we'll end up. Knocks off the fence, and Byron Churio will flip it to a fan to solidify the count at 0-2. Nico Pauaca-Grego was originally slated to sign with the Melbourne Aces back in 2022, but that was when he signed his deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. So he was scheduled to start that year with the Adelaide Giants. Hard ground ball up the middle. A diving stop by Whitaker. Picks himself up, fires to first, and Duran into the splits to secure that one. A heck of a defensive play by Brandon Winokur to get the second out. And Rob Pawaka-Grego of a hard hit single. So two gone now after a great defensive play by Winokur using all of that 6'6" frame to make that out for the second out in the second inning. Two away for Avery Owusu-Asiedu as he fouls back a fastball to start off his at-bat with an 0-1 count. Avery, 20 years old, ninth rounder in last year's draft, takes the next pitch low on the cut fastball to even the count at 1-1. 0-4 in last night's game, 3-16 through the first three games of this series. Fastball missing, and it's 2-1. When he's got on base, he's been effective. Two runs scored and three stolen bases to go along with two RBIs. Next pitch, breaking ball in, and that makes the count 3-1. Thresher's still looking for their first base runner of the day, and Owusu-Asiedu would be a dangerous run. 3-3 in steals this series and on the season. 3-1. Inside, but called a strike on the sinking fastball, and that fills up the count at 3-2. Owusu-Asiedu takes a quick timeout. Basketball and soccer player in high school, but baseball was clearly the top sport for him. Payoff pitch, and that is a called strike three. And a tough one for Owusu-Asiedu to see at the end of the at-bat. So another inning with two strikeouts for Soto. Threshers go down in order for the second straight frame, and we're scoreless heading into the third.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little English Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Baker Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
We've got another night of fireworks here tonight after the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles. Stick around for the best fireworks show in town, especially if you were here last night and you enjoyed that show. I know I certainly did. And we've got another one in store tonight. Now Maddox Houghton, the number 9 hitter for the Mighty Muscles, starting off the third inning against Casey Stewart, who whirls and deals the first pitch. For ball number one, a changeup that just missed upstairs to the speedy center fielder in Maddox Houghton. He had the first home run at Baycare Ballpark this season as he takes a fastball upstairs to bring the count to 2-0. That was on Wednesday night for Houghton, coming in the seventh inning. As the pitch, fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Him and Brandon Winokur both homered late in the game, and that turned what looked like to be a comfortable Threshers win into a tight game. Breaking ball missing inside, and it's 3-1. Threshers wound up winning that game on Wednesday by an 8-7 margin thanks to a Trent Farquhar single. 3-1 pitch. Called strike two, another fastball, this one on the inside edge. And Houghton's going to take a timeout as the count fills up to 3-2. It'll be Houghton, Chirillo, and Larnick in the third inning. in a scoreless ball game. Payoff coming from Stewart. Fastball fouled away. That's going to clear the sweeps, and we'll do it again at three balls and two strikes. Houghton, a mighty muscle last season. Two homers against the Threshers, including last year. As he swung and fouled a pitch backwards to keep the count 3-2. Signed with Minnesota in January of 2023 after a successful season for the West Virginia Black Bears in the MLB Draft League, as he fouls a third consecutive fastball back to fill up the count at 3-2 still. Spent 5 years at Lipscomb University and has played more than any other position player for Lipscomb. 225 games over 5 years. And the at-bat ends the low fastball for ball four. Third consecutive leadoff walk for Casey Stewart. It's his fourth walk of the game. Second time he's walked four against the Mighty Muscles in his career. That'll reset the lineup card to Byron Churio, leadoff man, who walked to start the ball game but was picked off at first to end the first inning. Maddox Houghton, certainly a threat to steal, shifting around over at first base as the fastball misses inside to Churio to make it a 1-0 count. Houghton already has a couple of steals this week against the Clearwater Threshers and is taking a sizable lead off the first base bag with Katowski there to hold him on. Good pickoff attempt, and that ball hit off Houghton and rolls towards the Mighty Muscles dugout before it's picked up by Caden Hediger. And that should be an error on Stewart, allowing Houghton to move to the Keystone sack. So a new baseball coming for Stewart. First error of the day belonging to the pitcher. And for the second time, the Mighty Muscles have someone in scoring position. Houghton on second base. Churio would have been a difficult guy to double up anyway, but he now faces a 1-0 count with first base empty in a position where a single would likely get a run to the Mighty Muscles. This one is pummeled out to right field. That's going to drop on the warning track before it's picked up by Viers off the wall. Houghton will score easily from third as Viers' throw is cut off at second base to keep Churio there with a stand-up double. RBI for Byron Churio, and it's 1-0 Mighty Muscles as Houghton ends up scoring all the way from second base, and I don't think that errant pickoff attempt would have mattered all that much on a ball hit that hard. It looks like Houghton probably would have scored from first on the two-bagger anyway. So now Trevor Larnach up to the plate after the RBI double marks the first hit of the ball game for either side. Fastball in for called strike to Larnach, and that's pitch number 50 for Casey Stewart. Stewart, 50 pitches, 27 for strikes. But a 1-0 deficit for the Threshers here in the top of the third inning. 0-1 count to Trevor Larnach, who flied out to left his last time up. Now the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Tipped the fastball into the glove of Hediger, and it's 0-2. And that's Bryson Ware out in left field, so he'll be able to have the pleasure of saying his first out as a left fielder in minor league baseball. He caught a hard fly ball hit by a former major leaguer in Trevor Larnach. 0-2 to Larnach. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Stewart with a changeup for the fourth strikeout of his day. And Larnach down on strikes for the first time this series and the first out of the third inning as we take a look at the replay. And that'll bring up Rendon Cone now with one on, one out. Hard line drive out to left field. Ware charging, sliding catch, and he makes the play, sliding to his bottom for the second out. Bryson Ware, not a typical left fielder, usually plays at third, but you couldn't tell based on the plays he's making tonight. A deceptively difficult catch. As Ware coming in from left field on a hard hit liner by Don Cone that was falling quickly. So two away now in the third, but a 1-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. And now Brandon Winokur steps up to the plate, swings and launches one into right center field. Viers on the run and makes the catch for the final out of the third inning. So after the RBI double, Casey Stewart quickly retires three in a row, but the damage was already done. One run for Fort Myers, one hit, one error, and one man left on base, and the Mighty Muscles lead the Threshers 1-0 as we head into the third on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Our next home game is tomorrow, April 14th, as the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles for one last time during the opening series. Gates open at 11 a.m. for a 12 p.m. first pitch. And keep in mind, if you're a season ticket holder, you can eat from a select menu for free from 11:30 to 1:30. Make sure to check out that select menu on threshersbaseball.com. We hope to see you guys there on Sunday. The Threshers are hoping to come back home to a series victory, but they need a win tonight. They have taken the last three games against Fort Myers, and Byers starts off the third with a called strike, and the Threshers trailing by one run. It'll be Byers, Farquhar, and Katowski, as the first six in the Threshers' order were retired in order. 0-1. Breaking ball missing well off the plate, and it's one ball and one strike to Jordan Byers. Texas native awaits the 1-1. Fastball low, and it's 2-1. Sinker coming from Charlie Soto, who has been very efficient. Still approaching his 30th pitch of the ball game here in the top of the third. Four strikeouts already for Soto. 2-1. Fastball upstairs, 3-1. And no Thresher has reached base just yet, in part thanks to some great defense by Brandon Winokur, robbing Powaka Grego of a hit up the middle. 3-1, and that is ball number four. Fastball well off the plate puts Byers on the first base bag as the Threshers first base runner of the ball game. Fourth half inning with a leadoff walk. Every inning began with a walk for Casey Stewart, and Soto allows his first base runner of the ball game to start off the third with a walk to Byers. And Byers was putting his sliding mitt on and is quickly picked off the bag as Soto had his eye on him the entire time. Quick reaction by Charlie Soto and took advantage of Byers' slight lapse in attention. So now the first pitch swung on a miss by Trent Farquhar, who had a fantastic start to the series on Wednesday. 0-1 count to him now with one out here in the third inning. The pitch from Soto. Just got a piece of it, cued off the end of the bat, goes foul, and it's 0-2 to Farquhar. His first game of the series was Wednesday, and he finished a home run shy of the cycle. And instead of a home run in his last at bat when he had the chance to hit a cycle, it was not a walk-off single, but a go-ahead single for Farquhar. That gave the Threshers their first win of this homestand, 8-7 in a seesaw affair against the Mighty Muscles. Now an 0-2 count. Quickly into the windup is Soto as the sinker misses low to drop the count to 1-2. Threshers have it, a base runner quickly negated, so the base is empty for Farquhar, who takes a look at a cutter for called strike three. Fifth K of the day for Soto. First three swinging, last two looking for the right-hander, and there's two gone for Dakota Katowski. Katowski, a feared hitter MVP of the Florida Complex League last year with 15 homers and 34 RBIs as he bounces the breaking ball foul to make it an 0-1 count. Came to Clearwater at the end of last season, same series that Aiden Miller debuted in August against Lakeland. 0-1. Swing and a miss out in front of the changeup, and it's 0-2. Kutowski for Clearwater last year played in six games, went 3-for-21, but drove in five runs and knocked two extra base hits. He taps one foul. That bounces behind home plate, keeping the count at 0-2. The home run came in Lakeland, but he also has the pleasure of hitting the first home run of the Threshers season. That came on Saturday in Bradenton. A two-run shot. 0-2. Swing and a miss, and it's dropped, quickly picked up, and the out made by Pancho Ruiz. So, another 1-2-3 inning despite the leadoff walk. Threshers break the perfect game bid, but still no hits for Clearwater as we head into the fourth. 1-0 Mighty Muscles with more Threshers baseball next on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to BayCare Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first BayCare Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
May the Force be with you as we host our annual Star Wars Night. Bid on game-worn, one-of-a-kind jerseys and see Jedi and other beings from across the galaxy at BayCare Ballpark. April 27th will be our annual Star Wars Night this year. First pitch of the fourth is lined into left field, and it's a base hit for Pancho Ruiz. After a couple nights off, he's now 1-for-2 on the evening, with a leadoff single to start the fourth. So the leadoff batter has reached each of the first four innings for the Mighty Muscles, and that's one of the reasons they lead by a 1-0 margin. Ruiz, not the fastest player, but might have some wheels left in him if Rafael Cruz can get a hold of this one. He can't touch the first pitch fastball, and now it's 0-1 count. Cruz down on strikes in the second inning and is 0-for-1 on the day. Counts 0-1 as well. And now the pitch. Breaking ball, missing inside, and it's 1-1. One nothing lead, two hits to none in favor of the Mighty Muscles so far here in the top of the fourth inning. 1-1 to Cruz. Fastball hit in the air out to left center field. Ware going back, and he makes the catch amidst a flock of birds that have kept hanging out on the field, and Bryson Ware has had a very busy day over in left field. So one gone here in the top of the fourth. Yoander Martinez up at the dish for the Mighty Muscles. No at bats on the day. He walked back in the second inning. Man on first with one out for the Muscles as Martinez checks one foul into the netting and back into the Mighty Muscles dugout. Was trying to hold up his swing, but the fastball high enough that it got some of the bat and deflected into the netting. So an 0-1 count to Martinez with a man on first and one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider from Stewart, and it's 0-2. And that's been a really effective pitch to get some swings and misses from the Mighty Muscles. A slider going low with a lot of movement on that pitch. So So it's an 0-2 count to Martinez with Ruiz taking a short lead off first. 0-2, fastball upstairs, and it's 1-2 now. Threshers have a righty warming up in the bullpen. Bullpen clear for Fort Myers with a perfect first three innings, or sorry, a no-hit first three innings for Charlie Soda. The 1-2 is lofted over the head of Aiden Miller, but he runs back to make the catch. A nice over-the-shoulder grab by Miller to get the second out of the fourth on the soggy line drive. So two gone in the fourth inning. Now Gregory Duran in his second at-bat of his career with Fort Myers. A very wide stance with each leg touching a different corner of the left-handed batter's box. Fastball missing for a ball, so 1-0 count to Duran, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. 6'3", 201 pounds is Duran, added to the Mighty Muscles roster earlier today. 1-0, breaking ball low, and it's 2-0. Ruiz slowly lengthens his lead off of first. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball, missing on the outside edge, and that makes it 3-0. Four walks already for Stewart, and hoping not to get a fifth with Duran taking some time and now digging himself back into the batter's box. 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. One nothing lead for Fort Myers as Ruiz inches off of first. 3-1 pitch hit on the ground just past the pitcher, but it's fouled off of the foot of Gregory Duran, and he's up jogging it off towards the Mighty Muscles dugout. Looked like it would have been a tough play for Miller at short, but instead, it's a full count with two outs to Gregory Duran. So Ruiz will head to second on the payoff pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And a full count to Gregory Duran. Ruiz set to head to second. Stewart deals. Hit on the ground to second base. Picked up by Saltavon and fires to first. Sorry, that's Farquhar who makes the out and ends the fourth inning. So a leadoff single comes for nothing for the Mighty Muscles. They get a hit for the second straight frame and leave a runner on base for the second straight frame. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left. It's 1-0 Mighty Muscles heading to the bottom of the fourth.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Check out Tampa's number one country party band, Whiskey County, after the game on April 26th. Be sure to stick around for some great music at the Tiki Bar. That is next Friday, well, two Fridays from now. The next Friday, the Threshers will be playing at home, though, is April 26th, part of a packed weekend here at BayCare Ballpark. Make sure to get your tickets ahead of time for some great deals at ThreshersBaseball.com. So the bullpen door being closed over in left field as we wait to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Top of the Threshers' order, as with a pickoff on the leadoff walk, the Threshers have just been nine up and nine down in a sense. Now Devin Saltzaban starting off the fourth for the Threshers, takes a cut fastball inside for a called strike one. Saltzaban, Miller, and Hediger to start off this fourth inning, as Saltzaban takes a slider low to even the count of one ball and one strike. Top-ranked outfielder in the state of Hawaii in his last class, and ended up in the MLB draft league before being taken by the Phillies in the 2023 draft, as he swings and misses at a changeup to drop the count to 1-2. He was one of six draft leaguers in 2023 to earn an invitation to the Major League Combine. Played in the outfield in the draft league and been primarily an infielder for the Phillies system, as he misses at a changeup to get the strikeout and end the fourth inning. End the first at bat of the fourth inning. Seventh K of the day for Charlie Soto. Second coming to Devin Saltzaban. Aiden Miller is now up at the plate. No one on and one out here in the fourth. Thresher still without a hit against Charlie Soto. First pitch to Miller is a fastball that whizzes above his eyes, and it's a 1-0 count. Miller 0 for 1 on the day. Six-game hit streak to start the season for Aiden. And this one is a broken bat chopper towards second base. Martinez is there. Quick throw to first and gets Miller by half a step for the second out of the fourth inning. And the busted bat almost resulted in an infield hit. So there are two quick outs to start the fourth. Still a 1-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. So the game well within reach for Clearwater, but they have yet to record a hit. Two gone in the first. Caden Hediger now up to the plate. Co-leader in RBIs for the Threshers with six with Aiden Miller. And they're been back-to-back in this fifth game of the series. 1-0 count as the change misses outside to the switch hitting catcher Hediger. He had the Threshers' second home run of the game in that Saturday 13-2 win over Bradenton. Takes a breaking ball outside to make the count 2-0. Two for eight in two games this series is Hediger. And here's the 2-0 pitch. Out in front of the changeup, and a swing and a miss makes it 2-1. Two for three, three RBIs, two of them coming on that homer against Bradenton. And he is 2-for-9 this series as he takes a fastball up and away to make it 3-1. Hit a line drive right at Winokur and short in his last at bat. And as the Threshers look for their first hit of the game, Hediger grounds this one to first. Easy play for Duran, and he takes it to the bag himself to end another 1-2-3 inning. Threshers down in order. No hitter still on for Charlie Soto. It's a 1-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles as we head to the fifth.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
Don't forget to visit threshersbaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Threshers are looking for a lot more out of this game. 1-0 the lead for Fort Myers, and Casey Stewart has ended his first career start. 4 innings of work, 1 run, which is not charged to him. It was an unearned run on 2 hits, but 4 walks and 4 strikeouts. Stewart currently in line for the loss, and he hands the ball to fellow 2023 draftee Brandon Beckel, only Texas Tech Red Raider picked in the 2023 MLB draft, and Beckel's second appearance of the season. Used as a closer for Texas Tech, as it is a 1-0 count now to Maddox Houghton to start off the fifth with a pitch clock violation on Beckel. 22 years old is Beckel, 12th rounder out of Texas Tech, as Houghton lines one in the left, and it's a base hit bouncing right in front of Bryson Ware. Third hit of the day for the Mighty Muscles, and Houghton has now reached base in each of his first 2 at-bats. Fifth time a leadoff man reached in the top of the fifth inning now for the Mighty Muscles, and now the leadoff man, Byron Churio, is set to start his fifth inning. 1-for-1 on the day, RBI double in the third and a walk in the first, but was picked off as the slider from Beckel in there for the called strike. A slider, curveball, kind of looks like a slider. That's just the movement that it has for Beckel. And now here's the 0-1 coming to Churio. High fly ball foul down the left field line, and it's 0-2. And that curve is one of 4 pitches that Beckel throws. Fastball, 2 different types of fastballs, 4-seamer and a 2-seamer, combined with a change and that curveball you saw on pitch number 1. So it's an 0-2 count now to Byron Churio. Beckel looking to retire him for the first time. Uses a late reliever at Texas Tech. And Houghton's off for second, sliding into the base. Lazy fly ball out to left. Diving is the third baseman, and Pawaka Grego can't come up with it. So the hit and run works by the skin of the teeth of Nico Pawaka Grego, who almost made a great diving catch. Instead, Churio is on for the third straight time with a single. Him and Houghton have been crucial for the offense, and you just saw on the replay how close that play was. So Houghton on second, Churio on first, maybe the 2 fastest runners on this Mighty Muscles team, and definitely the best hitter on the team up at the plate. Trevor Larnick, AAA rehabber from the St. Paul Saints, up at the dish against Beckel, pitching earlier than his typical timing at Texas Tech. High fly ball out to left field. Drifting towards the foul line is Ware. Calls off Pawaka Grego to make the catch and flips it to the cutoff man Miller to hold Houghton at second base. So Ware has taken Larnick out of the batter's box for 2 of his 3 at-bats, and Larnick 0-for-3 in his second rehab start for the Mighty Muscles. 2 on and 1 out now. And Rain Doncone up at the plate, who has kept Bryson Ware busy in left field. 2 fly outs to him. Infield shifting towards the right side. Miller playing with his heels on the outfield grass. Shifted back for the power-hitting third baseman in Rain Doncone. You got Houghton on second, Churio on first with 1 out in the top of the fifth inning in a 1-0 ball game in favor of Fort Myers. Double steal as Doncone checks his swing. Bouncing throw. Great job by Pawaka Grego to save a run. Not much of a chance to get Houghton, and the double steal takes away a potential double play and moves both runners into scoring position. And a better throw, I don't think, would have even had Houghton. He had jumped so well coming off of second base for his first steal of the night. So an 0-1 count to Doncone as Beckel deals. Time called by the umpire, and they're going to hit Beckel with his second pitch clock violation of the evening. And now it's a 1-1 count to Rain Doncone after the first pitch on the double steal settled in for a strike. So 1-1 to Doncone now. Fastball popped up into right field. Byers plenty deep for Houghton to tag up, and it's going to be a throw down the line and a play at the plate. One bounce, and it's cut off by Katowski, and that's the second run of the game. Churio tagged as well. He's at third. Sack fly for Don Cone gives him his eighth RBI of the season and makes it a 2-0 game with two outs in the fifth in favor of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Two away now for Beckel and the Threshers, and now Brandon Winokur up at the plate. 0-1 on the day with a fly out to Viers in right field where that sack fly just went. First pitch to Winokur, cut on and missed, and the slider makes it 0-1. Winokur swung at the first pitch he saw, ended the third inning with a fly out to Viers his last time up and walked on a full count in the second. Now Beckel deals, breaking ball in there for a called strike two. Soto likely to be back out for the fifth. No one up in the bullpen for Fort Myers, and I don't think they have seen action over in that left field bullpen. 0-2 now. Hit on a line right to second. Picked on a hop by Farquhar. Fires to first in time, and that will end the fifth inning. Not without some damage from Fort Myers, though. They get a second run coming on one hit with no errors and one man left on base. Second run of the game for Fort Myers. They lead the Threshers 2-0 as a pitcher coming out of the Muscles bullpen to start the fifth.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Stick around post-game on Friday nights. There will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. There was last night. DJ Filthy showed us a good time. And Friday, certainly the most fun night to go to the Tiki Bar, in my experience. So Bryson Ware stepping up to the plate. Four no-hit innings thrown by Charlie Soto. And now a new pitcher on the hill for the Mighty Muscles, Tanner Hall, spelling Soto, who had a great second start of the season. Starts off Ware with a sinker, and it's a 1-0 count. Ware, a strikeout victim of Soto's back in the second inning. Soto, four innings as Ware swings and misses at strike one. Four innings, no hits, no runs, just one walk and seven strikeouts, a dominant second start for Soto. And if the changeup gets Ware to go, swing and a miss to make it 1-2. Now Hall deals. 1-2, bouncing on the plate is the breaking ball, and it's 2-2. Jordan Viers, the only base runner so far for the Threshers, led off the third inning with a walk and was immediately picked off at first by Soto. Ware, hard ground ball, base hit down the left field line. No, it goes just foul. And it looked for a second that was going to be the first hit of the game. And that could have been extra bases had it stayed fair. But we'll see the replay and see just how close that was to breaking the no-hit bid. And you see it just drifting to the left of the third base bag before it reached the outfield. So a lucky break for Fort Myers. 2-2 to Ware, way off the plate on the slider. And it's 3-2. Payoff pitch. Ware, hard line drive right at the third baseman. Picked on a hop by Don Cone. He sends to first in time for the first out, and Bryson Ware, two well-hit balls over to third. The second time, though, Doncone was ready. So one gone in the fifth, and Ware close to breaking up the no-hit bid, but now four and a third without a hit for the Threshers. That'll bring up Nico Pouaka-Grego, who almost broke up the no-hit bid in the second inning as well. Breaking ball low and in, and it's a 1-0 count to the New Zealand-born infielder, who had a hot shot up the middle in the second inning. Takes another change up low and in, and it's 2-0. But that grounder in the second from Pouaka-Grego snared by Brandon Winokur as the sinkers cut on and missed, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Chopped foul. High bouncing ball down the right field line. And it's 2-2 to the left-handed hitting Pouaka-Grego. Hall making his second appearance of the season, first in the series. 2-2 hit on the ground right to Duran at first, and he tags a bag himself for the second out. Second three unassisted in the ball game for the Threshers. Two away now, and the no-hitter continues for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And I'll continue my strategy of saying no-hitter as much as possible until the no-hitter is broken no-hitter. Avery Owusu-Asiedu trying to break up the no-hitter. A strikeout in the second inning for the Threshers center fielder. Now with two outs in the fifth, he starts off by taking a slider for ball number one. That one well below the knees of the 6'5 Owusu-Asiedu. 1-0 the count, and Hall into his windup, and a ground ball foul to even the count at one ball at one strike. First full season for Owusu-Asiedu. Ninth round pick by the Threshers out of the Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville after a solid 13-game stint in the complex last year. Changeup misses inside to make it 2-1 there. 10 for 46 in his first 13 games. Three of those 10 hits were doubles, and he drove in 14 RBIs with two steals and as many attempts as he takes a changeup low to make it 3-1. He's the kind of base runner the Threshers could really use to get aboard right now, as he is already 3 for 3 this series in terms of steals. And the sinker settles over the heart of the plate for a called strike, and it's a 3-2 count to Owusu-Asiedu. Had a career fielding percentage of 991 at SIUE, and the no-hitter is broken. Avery Owusu-Asiedu singles one up the middle, and the Threshers are on the board hit-wise. First hit of the game to Avery Owusu-Asiedu, two outs in the fifth inning, and the no-no is over, and a good piece of hitting by Owusu-Asiedu cracks it right up the middle, just out of reach of Yoander Martinez on that hard-hit single. And I expect him to try and take second here. He's slowly increasing his lead as Jordan Viers bounces the first pitch into the Mighty Muscles dugout to start the at-bat off at a 1-0 count. No-1 count to Viers. Owusu-Asiedu leading off of first, loosely being held on by Duran. Off to second is Avery. Pitch misses outside. It bounces out of the glove of Pancho Ruiz, and it's an easy stolen base number four for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. And that would have been a tough guy to get with his blazing speed. Long legs make him a difficult man to catch when he roams the base paths. So now the Threshers have a runner in scoring position for the first time tonight. And a 1-1 count to Viers. Fastball inside corner called strike two. So 1-2 to Viers now as Hall sets himself at the belt and deals. Viers pops one foul into the netting, and it stays at one ball and two strikes. So fourth stolen base of the season for Owusu-Asiedu. He is on second after recording the Threshers' first hit of the day. Now it's a 1-2 count with two outs in the fifth to Jordan Viers. Hall sets. A glance over at second base, and he deals. Viers pops this one straight up. Back behind home plate goes Pancho Ruiz onto the infield dirt and makes the catch for the final out of the fifth inning. So the Threshers break up the no-hit bid with an Avery Owusu-Asiedu single, but that's all they get. No runs, a hit, no errors, one man left, and we're through five innings full at BayCare Ballpark. 2-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles when we head to the sixth.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to BayCare Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at BayCare Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County. On Saturday, April 27th, travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit threshersbaseball.com.
For just $25 for the entire year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. And I tried to fake my age to get one of those t-shirts. Somehow they didn't believe that I was 13 years old. But I'm going to keep trying because those t-shirts are awesome. And make sure to register your child for Little Anglers at threshersbaseball.com. 2-0 the lead in the top of the sixth inning. Pancho Ruiz facing Brandon Beckel to start off the frame as the curveball settles in for a called strike and makes the count 0-1. Threshers had a no-hitter last year, and the latest attempt to no-hit Clearwater, falling prey to Avery Owusu-Asiedu in the last inning, but still Fort Myers remains on top as the count evens at 1-1 on the second curve in a row from Brandon Beckel. 1-1 to Ruiz now. Nobody out in the sixth, and now the pitch. Fouled away. Third straight curveball by Beckel, and it's one ball and two strikes. Ruiz taking a quick timeout. 1-for-2 on the day is Pancho. Singled in the fourth and struck out in the second. And Beckel trying to retire the leadoff man for the first time in this ball game. The first five innings for Fort Myers, each one of their leadoff hitters was able to reach base via a walk or a hit. The 1-2. Hit on a line out to center field, and the streak continues. Pancho Ruiz gets his second hit of the game as we're joined by the great Finley here in the broadcast booth to start the fifth inning, or the sixth inning. I don't even know what inning it is anymore. I won't blame Finley for that, though, because he's great. Other things, like eating a bunch of fish, that I will blame Finley for. As much as he tries to deny it and definitely left the booth to go get some more fish. But anyways, Rafael Cruz up to the plate. Nobody out in the sixth. The man on first as the fastball misses upstairs to make it 1-0. Short leadoff first for Pancho Ruiz. No designs on stealing for the catcher as Cruz fouls off the fastball, top of the netting, and back onto the field to even the count at one ball and one strike. Cruz 0-for-2 on the day. Struck out in the second, flying out to left in the fifth. Playing in his fourth game of the series at first base or DH. A couple of hits scattered throughout those four games. 1-1. Breaking ball low, and it's 2-1. Some action starting in the Threshers' bullpen as Beckel sets himself up at the chest. Three on the pitch clock as he deals. Line into right field by Cruz for a base hit. Ruiz will hold up at second base as the ball went right into the awaiting arms of Jordan Viers out in right for Clearwater. So Ruiz on second, Cruz on first with his third hit of the series. And that is hit number six for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. So 2-1 to start the sixth. Still no one out as Yoander Martinez up to the plate after Caden Hediger calls out the shift for the Threshers infield. The right-hander at the plate. Middle infield shifted for double play depth with third baseman Pawaka Grego playing back over at the hot corner. A little bit off the line, slightly shaded towards short. And for the third time today, we get an automatic ball one for Brandon Beckel. Third pitch clock violation for the Red Raider, and it's a 1-0 count to Yoander Martinez. Now the pitch, and that gets him. Left hand, it looks like, that fastball hit of Martinez. He takes a walk towards third. And he looks like he is in a little bit of pain. And Brian Meyer coming to check on him from third base. Ruiz to third, Cruz to second, and Martinez will head to first on the hit-by-pitch. But before he does that, we'll take a look around the Florida State League. The St. Lucie Mets have opened the largest lead of the day. 12-1 is their score on the road against the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Dunedin Blue Jays have won six in a row, and the Tampa Tarpons are tied with the Blue Jays at Steinbrenner Field. 3-3 is the score with runners on second and third and two outs for Dunedin. Over in Lakeland, the Flying Tigers trail 3-2 in the top of the sixth to Bradenton, and Daytona leads Palm Beach by a score of 1-0. Bases loaded, no one out. Gregory Duran up at the plate. Fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. Martinez to first now. No pinch runner for him after the hit-by-pitch, which is a good sign. On second is Rafael Cruz. On third is Pancho Ruiz, and it's no one count to Gregory Duran. Now Beckel in a tough spot here, deals, and it's a check swing by Duran. Appeal says he did not go. Surprising from Jared Neal, and it's a 1-1 count. By the way, same umpire crew as we've had all week. Jared Neal on the bases, Frank Jones behind home plate tonight. One ball, one strike count as Duran is 0-2 in his Mighty Muscles debut. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's a one ball, two strike deck for Gregory Duran. One, two count. Beckel, five on the pitch clock. He deals. Wave and a whiff, strike three, and that's a huge strikeout for Brandon Beckel. Just what the doctor ordered. The bases stay loaded. And Beckel has his first punch out of the ball game. So one gone and three on for the Mighty Muscles as Maddox Houghton steps up to the plate with a loaded set of bags. 2-0 the lead for Fort Myers in the top of the sixth inning. And the lights on the field with the sun starting to set. This one is lifted into deep right field. Byers is going back, and that's deep enough for the runners to tag. One run will score as Ruiz comes home from third base. Second sack fly of the night, fourth of the series, and it's 3-0 in favor of Fort Myers. RBI number one of the day for Houghton, and each at bat of his, he's produced a run. Rafael Cruz advances to third, so now there are runners on the corners with two outs, and the top of the order back up for the Mighty Muscles. 3-0 the lead for Fort Myers, and Byron Churio is going to be at the dish for the fourth time tonight. He's 2-for-2 with a walk and an RBI. First pitch to Churio, cannot and missed, and a fastball below the zone, but Churio goes fishing to make it an 0-1 count. 3-0 lead for Fort Myers. 0-1 count in the bottom of the sixth and an early steal. Beckel doesn't even realize it. So Yoander Martinez just walks to second base. Now runners on second and third with a 1-1 count to Churio here in the sixth inning. And we'll see if that comes back to haunt the Threshers. But Beckel was just focused on home plate at that point. 1-1. Popped up just past the infield is Farquhar in shallow right. He reaches back to make the catch and end the sixth inning. But one more run that comes across. Sacrifice fly for the second straight inning for the Mighty Muscles. And they get their run on two hits with no errors and two runners left on base. 3-0 lead for Fort Myers. Bottom of the sixth coming up for the Threshers.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Tabs and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
Buy your tickets ahead of time on ThreshersBaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchase savings. You can buy tickets for tomorrow's game just by going on the website right now. I would just do it right now. I don't know why you haven't already, but nice early matinee game. First Sunday game of the season at home for Clearwater. They were 15-14 on Sundays and any day games in 2023. Now Trent Farquhar starting off the sixth inning. Threshers in need of some base runners, trailing 3-0 with one walk and one hit to their names today. Tanner Hall back out for the sixth as he sends a changeup over the outside corner for a called strike to Farquhar, who went down looking in his first at-bat against Soto. Next pitch, a sinker. Misses low to make it a 1-1 count. Next pitch, breaking ball low, and it's 2-1. Farquhar, Katowski, and Saltaban to start off the sixth for the Threshers. They trail by three and have not really threatened scoring just yet, and that's looking to change. 3-1 count as the sinker misses low. And Farquhar would be a nice guy to get on base, especially coming in the leadoff spot with his speed. Working quickly, and the pitch is fouled away by Farquhar. Another sinker coming from Tanner Hall. Three to the count to Farquhar. Now the payoff pitch. Well off the plate, and that's ball four. Second leadoff walk for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and Farquhar looking to take advantage for the Threshers. One stolen base, that came against Bradenton last week. That came on Wednesday against Fort Myers. I misread my own notes. And Farquhar, the leadoff man, on the first base bag. Now Dakota Katowski at the dish. Farquhar checked back to first and back ahead of the Gregory Duran tag. Katowski up for the second time today. He struck out swinging his last at bat. And now up with a speedy runner on the first base bag. First pitch, breaking ball low, and pitch number 30 misses to Dakota Katowski. on the slider. 1-0 count to Dakota. Homer and two RBIs on the season for the Threshers. Farquhar inching towards second. He stays put, and the 1-0 settles in for a called strike. Back-to-back sliders coming from Tanner Hall. Both bullpen have pitchers starting to throw, each slowly moving back in their longer tosses. 1-1. Katowski dribbles one, foul. And it looks like it bounced off of his foot before it went back into fair territory. So 1-2 count to Katowski. The 6'5 slugger and former corner outfielder out of Missouri State University, signed by the Phillies as an undrafted free agent in 2022. Farquhar yet to try and steal during this at-bat as the slider misses off the plate to make it 2-2. And I'm a little surprised the Threshers aren't being as aggressive with their base runners while trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. But Ari Malloy certainly knows what he's doing when it comes to managing Threshers base runners. Swing and a miss by Katowski, and that is strike number 3. His second K of the day. And between Soto and Hall, the Threshers have now struck out 8 times. There's the first out in the sixth. Top of the order back up for Clearwater. Devin Saltabon making his third at-bat. He struck out twice and now up with a man on for the first time. It's Farquhar on the first base back, still staying put as Saltabon looks at an outside sinker to make it a 1-0 count. 3-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles, out hitting the Threshers by a 6-1 margin. Clearwater with one error on the scoreboard as well. 1-0 gets past the catcher for a wild pitch, and Farquhar will take a quick jog over to second and put himself in scoring position on the wild pitch. So a 2-0 count to Saltabon and a potential first run on second base for the Clearwater Threshers. Saltabon, 2 Ks today, 3 RBIs on the season, though, including one last night, which gave the Threshers their first run in the fifth inning. 2-0 to Saltabon now. Hall deals. Breaking ball low, and it's 3-0. And another miss here could bring up Aiden Miller as the tying run. Saltabon looking to get on first base before that can happen with one gone in the sixth. Hall, a glance at second. 3-0 pitch. Saltabon takes, and he thought it was ball 4. But the sinker just catching the inside edge to make it 3-1. Former outfielder, played mostly outfield in the draft league, a little bit of infield in the complex, but still managed to get in the outfield as well, for he was switched to infield this season, as yet to play in the outfield in 2024. 3-1. Inside, that is definitely ball 4. Sinking fastball at the ribs of Saltabon. So 2 walks bring 2 runners on for the Threshers, both with great speed. And that is going to bring a visitor to the mound for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It is pitching coach Ryan Ritchie in his first year with the team, out to chat with Tanner Hall. Farquhar on second, Saltabon on first, Aiden Miller representing the tying run. While the mound visit occurs, let's take a look at the MLB scoreboard. The Phillies win in walk-off fashion over at Citizen Bank Park, beating their in-state rival Pittsburgh Pirates 4-3. On a Nick Castellanos walk-off single, though that ball went deep into center field, and had the bases not been loaded and it not been a walk-off, it would have been at least a double for Castellanos. Other finals around the major leagues: Royals took down the Mets 11-7. Reds beat the White Sox in a shutout 5-0. Nick Lodolo getting his first win of the season. Blue Jays beat the Rockies 5-3. Astros beat the Rangers 9-2 in a Texas tussle. Brewers beat the Orioles 11-5 in the revenge against Corbin Burns game, as Aiden Miller is set in the right-handed batter's box. Breaking ball, missing outside. It's a 1-0 count to Miller. Nationals take down the A's 3-1 in Oakland. Red Sox beat the Angels 7-2. Rays fall to the Giants 11-2, and the Marlins beat the Braves 5-1. Yankees beat the Guardians in game 1 of their doubleheader, and the Twins swept a twin bill against the Detroit Tigers as Miller takes a sinker on the inside corner to make it 1-1. Game one, 11, 5, and 12 innings for the Twins. 7 runs scored in the top of the 12th for Minnesota, and they beat the Tigers 4-1 in game two. 1-1 to Miller, cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. And only one game still in progress in the majors. Yankees and Guardians, 8-1 lead for the Yankees in Cleveland as they look to sweep the Twin Bill over in Cleveland. Diamondbacks and Cardinals about to get started in Arizona on this Saturday night. 1-2 to Miller now, and the pitch, hard line drive, but it's foul, and the count stays at 1-2. Two games to start later in the major leagues, Padres and Dodgers to begin in about an hour, and the Cubs and Mariners will go head-to-head at 9:40, so a little over an hour and a half before that game gets started in Seattle. 1-2 to Miller again, swing and a miss, and there is strike three, angrily spinning away as he finished the swing just underneath that fastball. So two away, and that looks like Brian Meyer coming out of the Mighty Muscles dugout, and that should be it for Tanner Hall. Two outs, two on, and a new pitcher coming in to face the switch-hitting catcher, Caden Hettiger. So Hall's night is done. His line is not finished as the two runners on base are responsibility of him. And we'll tell you his partial line and who the new pitcher is when we come back on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Xander Hamilton back on the bump for the Mighty Muscles for the second time this series, and the Threshers were able to get to him. He was the losing pitcher on Wednesday night when the Threshers got their first win of the homestand. Caden Hettiger is the first batter to face Hamilton tonight as he takes the splitter low for ball number one. Hamilton allowed 3 runs on 2 hits in 1 inning of work in the 8th, a walk and a strikeout, and a blown save in his first save opportunity of 2024. 1-0 the count to Hettiger, holds up the swing, but the fastball graces the outside corner, keeping the count at 1-1. Tanner Hall's night not completely finished. The two runners on the base pass, his responsibility. Saltabon on first, Farquhar on second, both on due to the 2 walks from Tanner Hall. No runs yet, a hit, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts in an inning of 2/3 for Tanner as it's a pitch clock violation. First on the Mighty Muscles today, 4th overall in this game, and now the count 2-1 on the second automatic ball. So 2-1 count to Hettiger now, left-handed hitter still, as the switch hitter has only faced righties tonight. Fastball zips in for a called strike two. And now the count to 2-2. Challenged by Hediger and upheld by home plate umpire Frank Jones. So two balls, two strikes to the Threshers catcher. Two on and two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Threshers trailing by three. Hamilton taking a deep breath. A look over at second base. Now the 2-2. Hediger hits one back up the middle off the pitcher, and he can't find it. Rolls in front of the mound, and no time to get Caden as he loads up the bases with a single deflecting off the pitcher. Seltabon to second, Farquhar to third, and now Bryson Ware up with a loaded set of bags as we take another look. And Hamilton got hit in the leg and just didn't know where the ball bounced. By the time he found it, Hediger had already touched the first base bag. That will be the second hit of the game for Clearwater, and a third could do some damage. Bryson Ware, two home runs last year, and now up with a loaded set of bags. He fouls off the first pitch splitter to make it 0-1. He's 0-2 with a ground out and strikeout in his first game as a left fielder. ...0-1 count to Ware. And here's the pitch coming from Hamilton. Well off the plate. Good job by Ruiz to squeeze that one, as that would have likely allowed a run had he missed it. 1-1 count to Bryson Ware with the bases loaded. Hediger on first, Saltabon on second, and Farquhar on third with two outs in the sixth. 1-1 inside as Ware turns away from the slider, and it's challenged by Pancho Ruiz and Frank Jones awaiting the appeal. After a long time of consideration, it has turned from 2-1 to 1-2, and now this pitch extra big implications for Xander Hamilton and the Mighty Muscles. Now the 1-2. Called strike three, and Ware is going to instantly challenge it. He thought that was low. We'll see what Frank Jones says. And it's 2-2. Two clutch challenges, one for each team. That evens the count at two balls and two strikes. And we'll see what Ware can do with this extra life here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bases loaded. Two outs. 2-2 count. Threshers trailing by three. Hamilton, the deep breath in the pitch. 2-2 popped up in a shallow right field. Martinez chasing, but he cedes it to the right fielder, and it's Larnick who makes the catch and ends the sixth inning. So the Threshers load up the bases with one hit, no errors, and all three left on the base path. Seventh inning coming up next. Threshers trailing by three.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders eat free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive...
The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing the post-game show on Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer, and that is going to be a truly fun time, so make sure to get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com. New pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers, Jose Pena, coming in for the second time this series, whose two home runs allowed blemished an otherwise solid outing for the 20-year-old right-hander out of Tampa Prep, one of three members of the Phillies' 2021 draft class still in Clearwater. First pitch from Pena misses low and into Trevor Larnach to make it a 1-0 count. Pena now tied a reliever season high with five strikeouts against Fort Myers, two innings of work, but five hits and five runs allowed. Gave him a blown save as well. He had a one scoreless inning on the first Saturday of the season with a strikeout against the Bradenton Marauders last week. And he brings a four-pitch mix to the table. A four-seamer, splitter, curve, and a slider-cutter kind of combination pitch. Really just a hard slider, as he likes to call it. But it's just tough to differentiate between the two pitches with its speed. Fastball narrowly misses on the outside edge to Larnach to make it a 2-0 count. 3-0 is the lead for the Mighty Muscles. And the Threshers with just two hits so far here in the top seventh. Larnach takes a fastball low. It's a 3-0 count. Pena coming out of Tampa Preparatory School, sixth-round pick by the Phillies in 2021. After he had nearly double the amount of strikeouts as compared to innings pitched in his senior year at Tampa Prep. Fastball missing just inside for ball number four, and a four-pitch walk to start off Pena's night to Trevor Larnach. And that is Pena's first walk of 2024 in inning number four. Well, really three and some change, but his fourth inning of work so far this season. So the leadoff man on, Larnach, taking a short lead off of first, and Rendon Cohn up at the plate for Fort Myers. And there's the first strike of the day for Pena. Fastball taken for called strike one to Rendon Cohn. Two of the three runs from Fort Myers coming on sacrifice flies. And Don Cohn with one of them in the fifth inning. He's 0 for 2 with three flyouts as he fouls off another fastball to make it 0-2. And that fastball's the pitch you'll see the most from Jose Pena. Mixing in that hard slider and the splitter with a curveball really is a break glass in case of emergency kind of pitch. So an 0-2 count to Don Cohn. Eight RBIs leading the team for Fort Myers. Now the 0-2 pitch. Just missing, and there's the slider that makes it 1-2. One-two pitch. Bouncing breaking ball, but gobbled up by Hediger as he slams it against the dirt to keep it from reaching the backstop. Great defensive ability behind the plate from Caden Hediger as the count evens at 2-2. 3-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. 6-2 in favor of Fort Myers as well. And Larnach taking a short lead off of first. 2-2 the count to Don Cohn. Now the pitch from Pena. Fastball just missing up and in, and it's 3-2. Full count to Don Cohn, and walks have been the Threshers' undoing so far. The Mighty Muscles have reached base via the three pass a total of five times, with six hits as well. Five on the pitch clock. Pena deals the payoff, and Don Cohn holds up the swing. He did not go, and that is ball number four. So back-to-back walks for Jose Pena and the Threshers, and the first two on to start off the seventh for the Mighty Muscles. That'll bring up Brandon Winokur, who walked in the second and has flied out and grounded out in his two at-bats since. Now up with a chance to really stretch this lead for Fort Myers, but Pena doing his best to try and prevent that. Two walks to start off his night. Larnach on second, Duncan on first, with no one out in the top of the seventh inning. And the umpires stops the pitch, resets the pitch clock as a quick timeout was called by Brandon Winokur. Still no outs here in the seventh inning. Pena deals. Popped straight up. Caden Hedeker looking for it behind home plate. Staying in the circle. Diving towards home plate. And that's a foul ball for what turns into a lofty strike one. Not an easy play for Hedeker, just right up in the stadium lights. And that ball just took a quick turn back in front of home plate. Hedeker, though, slapping his glove, thought he should have made that play. So an 0-1 count to Brandon Winokur. Two on, no one out in the top of the seventh. 3-1 lead, three-run lead for the Mighty Muscles as Pena is charged with a pitch clock violation. Fourth by the Threshers tonight, the other three going to Brandon Beckel. So now a 1-1 count to Winokur as Pena taking a bit too much time on the hill. 1-1, foul back into the netting, and it's 1-2. Winokur grounded out to Farquhar at second base in his last at bat. Flied out in the third, walked in the second. 1-2 count now to Winokur as Pena, another glance at second to Larnach. Now the 1-2 pitch bounces in front of Hedeker and he knocks it back into the backstop, chasing towards it. And each runner will go ahead on the wild pitch. That will bring Duncone to second, Larnach to third. On the wild pitch, first of the day by the Clearwater Threshers, second overall, as one was thrown in the last inning by Tanner Hall. So 2-2 count to Winokur now, runners on second and third. Threshers infield slowly inching in with the left side still shifted back as Winokur powers one foul down the right or the left field line to keep the count at 1-2. So two balls, two strikes to Winokur now as he'll call time and take a little walk out of the batter's box, adjusts his helmet, and comes back in. Two balls, two strikes, still no one out. Runners on second and third to a drawn-in Threshers infield. Now the 2-2. Chopped high and foul down the third baseline, right into the arm of Brian Meyer. Count stays at 1-2. Two balls, two strikes, still the count, no one out. Pena looking to make that change. Here's the pitch. Just missing on the fastball inside. Winokur started to swing but held back just enough. And now the count's full at 3-2. First base is open. So a walk would load the bases for the second time without an out in the inning. Payoff pitch. High fly ball should be deep enough for a run. Owusu Asiedu is there and straightaway center to make the catch. Both runners tag. Throw comes into the cutoff man Miller. And Larnach jogs into home plate with the Mighty Muscles' fourth run of the game, third coming on a sack fly. And it's 4-0 Fort Myers. On third base now is Duncone with a sack fly still on the table, but the Threshers bringing in their infield to the right-handed hitting Pancho Ruiz, who is 2-for-2 with a single, or 2-for-3, excuse me, with a single and a run. First pitch to Pancho, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's an 0-1 count. So 0-1 count. Here's the pitch from Pena. Pancho Ruiz fouls one back behind home plate, clearing the sweets and bringing the count down 0-2. Threshers infield drawn in. Katowski touching the infield grass on the left side with Farquhar towards second base. Pretty close in alignment. Miller and Pawaka Grego a little bit further back against the right-hander. Ground ball gets through, and that is into left field for a base hit. Pancho Ruiz, third hit of the day. Second run produced, one scored and one driven in as Don Cohn scores from third to make it a 5-0 ball game. Seventh hit of the day for Fort Myers, and that's going to bring out Gustavo Armas to have a chat with Jose Pena. We've gone through all the scores, but we still had a game not begun yet in a busy day for the Phillies system. And Jersey Shore was the game that had yet to start, and man, did it get off and running for the Blue Claws. They lead the Hickory Crawdads 9-0 on the road in the top of the sixth inning. Redding and Portland in the midst of a doubleheader. The Sea Dogs took game number one, 9-2 of the Twin Bill, and scored a run in the top half of the first in game two. Two outs and Trevor Schwecke up at the plate for the Fightin' Phils. 1-0 the lead for Portland in the bottom of the first. And Lehigh Valley allowed the first run of the game to the Durham Bulls and now lead 5-1 with five unanswered runs, taking them into the eighth inning over in Allentown. Great block by Hediger, threatens to throw to first, but the runner Ruiz held back on, and it's a 1-0 count to Rafael Cruz. 5-0 the score, Fort Myers out ahead, as Thresher trying to avoid their second shutout of the 2023 season. Or 2024 season, excuse me. Pena gets a swing and miss on a fastball to make it a 1-1 count to Rafael Cruz. Last year, the Threshers won 11 games via the shutout and were shut out just once. So hoping not to eclipse that total in the early going of 2024. Fastball in there for a called strike on the inside corner, and it's a 1-2 count to Rafael Cruz. One ball, two strikes, one out. Pancho Ruiz taking a short lead off of first in a 1-2 ball game. Now the pitch. Hit on a line out to left field. Ware is there. Diving again, and he comes up with it. Who said this guy was an infielder? He's looked great out in left field after primarily playing third base so far in his pro career. And Ware saving a late hit with another great catch out in left. And you see it on the replay right there. Just, I don't know if he misjudged it a little bit, but whatever he did, it worked. Got the out for the second of the inning and kept Ruiz on first. Swing and a miss from the new pinch hitter, Isaac Pena. Could be a straight substitution for Martinez, who is hit in the hand and hopefully taken out of the game just as a precaution. So Isaac Pena in as the pinch hitter as the fastball by him, but it misses outside to even the count at 1-1. One one to Pena now. First pinch hitter used by the Mighty Muscles this series, not for a rehabbing player, is the fastball in for a called strike two. Pena on the season, just one RBI and really one hit. Played a couple of games at multiple positions so far this series. And now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. There's strike three, and Jose Pena ends a tough seventh inning with a strikeout of the pinch hitter in Isaac Pena. Couple more runs come aboard for the Mighty Muscles. They get those two runs on one hit, no errors, one man left on base, and will stretch it out heading into the seventh inning. 5-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles as we head to the seventh inning stretch.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. Xander Hamilton back out for the bottom of the seventh inning. 5-0 lead for the Threshers as Nico Pauaca-Grego fouls back a fastball to start off the seventh with an 0-1 count. It'll be Pauaca-Grego, Owusu-Asiedu, and Jordan Viers here in the seventh inning. So two lefties against the right-handed throwing Xander Hamilton. Grego 0-2 on the day with a couple of groundouts as he checks his swing and appeal to the first base umpire Jared Neal says he did in fact go around. And the count now to 0-2. O-2 to Pauaca-Grego, fastball well below the zone, and it's 1-2. Grego has hit the ball hard today, but both times he's got it in the vicinity of a Mighty Muscles fielder. So he's 0-2 on the night. And now the 1-2 pitch. Called strike three, splitter settles on the outside corner, and Xander Hamilton has his first strikeout of the evening. So one gone in the seventh. Avery Owusu-Asiedu up at the plate. 1-2 with a steal on the night so far. Five nothing lead for Fort Myers. Bottom of the seventh inning. And now the pitch. First pitch in there for a strike. Owusu-Asiedu looked like he checked his swing, but the slider over the plate anyway. He got the Threshers' first hit of the game, breaking up a no-hit bid by the Mighty Muscles with two outs in the fifth inning in his second at-bat. Deep breath for Hamilton, the 0-1. And the fastball misses low and away to even the count at one ball and one strike. One out in the seventh inning, 5-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. Threshers were shut out 4-0 by the Marauders on Sunday in Bradenton. 1-1. Fastball just catching the outside corner, but it's challenged by Owusu-Asiedu. It was initially called a strike, and that is going to be overturned. 2-1 the count now on the successful challenge by Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Swing and a miss out in front of the splitter, and it's 2-2. And that splitter has been the most effective pitch for Xander Hamilton. Righty getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. Clear pen for the Mighty Muscles on the 2-2 to Owusu-Asiedu. Hamilton deals, and that was smothered in the dirt by Pancho Ruiz to fill up the count at 3-2. And Hamilton sends the payoff home. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. Second punch out of the inning and second of the game for Owusu-Asiedu and Xander Hamilton. That'll bring up Jordan Viers. 0-1 on the day. Popped out in foul territory in the fifth after a walk in the third inning. Right on left matchup. As Hamilton deals, Viers takes the first pitch for a called strike. Another splitter settles over the outside edge to the left hand hitting Viers. In his third year with the Clearwater Threshers, made the last two opening day rosters. Now the 0-1. Swings and fouls one back into the backstop. A hard slider from Hamilton makes it 0-2. Byers with an RBI this season, a definite power hitter who has not gone too far in the extra base category just yet this season, but six homers and 16 doubles in 2023. 0-2. Well upstairs on the heater, and it's 1-2. Swing and a miss. There is strike three. Xander Hamilton strikes out the side, and the Threshers get through seven innings without a run being scored. Clearwater down in order in the seventh. Eighth inning next. 5-0 the lead for Fort Myers.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Bay Care Ballpark.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game to support a local pet charity and see the specialty beach dog jerseys in action. This month, it'll be the Humane Society of Pinellas. So support them by buying tickets for your pup at threshersbaseball.com. Christian Hernandez in for the third time in his rehab stint from the Reading Fighting Phils. And almost, no, he got him. Hits Gregory Duran, just barely grazes his right hand with the first pitch of the eighth inning, and the leadoff man on once again for the Mighty Muscles. 5-0 the lead for Fort Myers as Hernandez plunks the first batter he sees at Bay Care Ballpark in tonight's contest. Now Maddox Houghton up at the plate. One for one with two runs scored and an RBI on a sac fly as a curveball misses for ball number one, and the pitch is challenged by Caden Hediger. And the call stays at 1-0 on the first ball from Hernandez. Jose Pena's night is over. We'll have his line after the 1-0. As the breaking ball misses outside, 2-0 the count from Christian Hernandez. Pena allowed two runs in one inning of work, on one hit, but two walks and one strikeout. And Hernandez can't get the sinker down low enough, and it's 3-0 to Maddox Houghton. Four-pitch mix for Hernandez. You see a sinker slider and a cutter and a curve, and there's the sinker in there for a called strike one. So 3-1 the count to Houghton. We'll with a short leadoff first coming from Gregory Duran. Fastball narrowly missing the zone, and the count turns to ball number four. So Hernandez, a hit and a walk to start off his night. Third time he's rehabbing with Clearwater. Second time against Fort Myers. He got the save on Wednesday night with a scoreless ninth inning and a strikeout. Allowed one run on one hit and a walk on Sunday against Bradenton. Played 2022 as a starter with the Threshers, but has since moved to the bullpen as Byron Churio spits on an outside fastball to make it a 1-0 count. Three games of 18 come out of the bullpen in 2022 with the Threshers. Four games of 35 he started with the Fighting Phils last year as the sinker sinks too far below the zone to make it a 2-0 count to Byron Churio. The count now as Hernandez deals. Sinker lined high and deep, but foul down the right field line, and that'll reach the seats to make it a 2-1 count to Byron Churio. Just left that a little bit too far over the middle, and Churio jumped on it, but a little bit early. So a 2-1 count to Byron Churio. Duran on second, Houghton on first, with nobody out here in the eighth. 5-0 the lead for Fort Myers. The pitch from Hernandez is popped up straight back. Hediger giving chase, but that will reach the seats and bounce into the hands of a couple of young fans. A little bit of a scrum for the baseball, but it was picked up without major injury. So a 2-2 count to Churio. We have two runners on and no one out in the eighth. Hernandez deals. Hit on the ground at first. This could be two. Katowski indecisive and just tags the bag for one out as Houghton was too quick getting to second. So, Duran to third, Houghton to second, and Churio out on the three unassisted for the first out in the eighth inning. Trevor Larnach remaining in the game in the eighth inning, though this will likely be his last at bat as he takes a curveball in for a called strike. He walked and scored in the seventh, but before that was 0 for 3 with a strikeout in the third inning. Hernandez, double-A rehabber against Larnach, a triple-A rehabber. 0-1, fastball zips in, but it misses just a touch inside to even the count at 1-1. One one now to Larnach. Swing and a miss over the top of the sinker, and it's 1-2. Larnach struck out on three pitches in the third, and Hernandez looking for a big strikeout with a slightly drawn in infield on mainly the left side, though Gutowski is playing pretty close to the cut of the infield grass. 1-2 the count to Larnach, and the pitch from Hernandez. Sinker just below the zone, and it is 2-2. Two-two pitch. High fly ball deep out to left field. Ware is there. He makes the catch. Going to be a play at the plate. Perfect throw from Ware, but it's cut off at the mound by Katowski. Fourth sacrifice fly for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. This one off the bat of Trevor Larnach. And sliding in safely is Gregory Duran with the sixth run of the game. Houghton stays at second base with two outs. And Larnach has his third RBI of his rehab stint. So two gone. and Rendon Cohn up at the plate for the Mighty Muscles. And first pitch swinging into left field, right to Bryson Ware, who makes the grab and ends the eighth inning. Ware's had a busy night in the field, and hit by a pitch and a walk, ends up with a run scored in the eighth inning. No hits, no errors, and one man left on base. Fort Myers up 6-0. Threshers looking for their first run in the bottom of the eighth.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County. On Saturday, April 27th, travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Don't forget that Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Next Taps and Tacos Night will come on April the 25th against the Bradenton Marauders as Cade Bragg starts off the top of the eighth inning, or the bottom of the eighth inning, with a high fastball that misses to Trent Farquhar. Leading off the eighth of the lefty, then two righties in Katowski and Saltaban, and that might have gotten Farquhar's bat, but it is ruled a foul. It looked like it bounced off of something and might have just hit off the mask of Pancho Ruiz. Bragg deals, 2-0 pitch, now 3-0. It's a fastball, misses upstairs as Farquhar walked in his last appearance. Bragg earned the save in the first game of the series as he gets a get-me-over-heater to make it a 3-1 count on Trent Farquhar. One inning pitched in a strikeout and a scoreless ninth in a game the Threshers lost 5-2 on Tuesday. 3-1 to Farquhar, fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-2. 6-0 the lead for Fort Myers, Threshers' largest deficit so far this season. 3-2 pitch, upstairs on the fastball, and that is ball number 4 to the speedy Trent Farquhar. And it is challenged by Pancho Ruiz, and it continues to be ball number 4. That'll bring up Dakota Katowski, who is struck out twice. Farquhar, a speedster over on first as Katowski pops one foul. That's going to clear the sweeps and keep the count 0-1. One steal already this week for against Fort Myers for Farquhar. And the Threshers looking to move runners along in a quick manner as they're down 6 with 6 outs remaining. Bottom of the eighth inning, 0-1 to Katowski now after the failed pickoff attempt on Farquhar. 1 for 11 on the season is Katowski, but that one hit, a two-run home run. 0-1. Fastball upstairs, 2-1, or 1-1. Now the pitch. Fastball up and away. Two balls, one strike, the count. Pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. Katowski chasing after a low breaking ball. Xander Hamilton struck out three in an inning and a third, allowed one hit without a walk or a run in a 6-0 ball game as a B pickoff move from Cade Bragg keeps the runner on first base. Isaac Pena in at second base after pinch hitting in the seventh inning, and Katowski out on a called strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Dakota Katowski, and now the leadoff man Devin Saltaban up for the fourth time. Technically the third as he walked in the sixth, but is 0 for 2 with a pair of K's. Three ribbies on the season for Saltaban. And a speedy runner on first, though Farquhar hesitant to steal as the changeup in there for a called strike to Devin Saltaban. Bragg, a glance over at first where Farquhar's got a sizable lead. He fires home, and the fastball settles on the inside edge for an 0-2 count. Miller, with his hitting streak hanging in the balance, awaits on deck behind Saltaban. And now an 0-2 count with one gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. 6-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. They're out hitting the Threshers 7-2. And a pickoff attempt at first. Farquhar back in without a tag until he was already on the base pass. Duran loosely holding him on as the Muscles are well out in front. 0-2. Fouled away, a late swing from Saltaban. He saw the fastball drifting upstairs and just a little bit late on the hack. An 0-2 count to Saltaban. Bragg, a look over at first base. Five left on the pitch clock as he deals. Saltaban sends the high one, rolling down the second base side. Picked up by Pena, throw to first just in time. And Saltaban beaten by a step, but Farquhar able to move to second on the routine ground out. Two away in the eighth inning, and Aiden Miller looking to get a hit in his seventh game of the season. He's got a hit in each of his first six, and his average has dipped below 300 for the first time since game two against Bradenton. One homer, six RBIs for Miller, tied for the team lead in both of those categories. And a single would be able to score Farquhar from second. Miller pops this one up high and foul. That's going to reach the seats as Pancho Ruiz quickly abandons his attempt at fielding that one. 0-1 count to Miller, who has struck out twice and grounded out once in today's ball game. Bragg, a glance at second before he deals, and the fastball right over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-2 as Miller took a look. Bullpens are clear, so we might see Christian Hernandez for another inning, even if most rehab outings are usually one frame for pitchers. 0-2, dribble down to the pitcher's mound, scooped up by Bragg, fires to first. Miller almost beat it out, but it'll be a 1-3 ground out to Likely and Aiden Miller's hit streak at six. Leadoff walk, then three straight outs in the eighth inning for the Threshers. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And we head to the ninth, 6-0 the lead in favor of Fort Myers.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at Bay Care Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Bay Care Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This
after the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles tonight, stick around for the best fireworks show in town. A great one last night. The Threshers need a lot of fireworks in the ninth to come back in this one as they trail 6-0. But Christian Hernandez will have to shut the door on the Mighty Muscles here in this top of the ninth inning. Fort Myers has scored 5 runs over the last 4 innings, 1 in the 6th, 5th, and 8th, and 2 in the 7th. Pop foul by Winokur. That'll reach the seats, and it's 0-1. Winokur, one of the 4 sacrifice flies for Fort Myers. He also walked and was recorded out twice, so he's 0-2 with an RBI. Now Christian Hernandez in the second inning of his rehab stint. Gets the pitch in there for a called strike 2 to Brandon Winokur. Sinker hitting on the inside corner. And Hernandez, a Thresher in 2022, was a starter that season, 2-7, 3.69 ERA in 70 and two-thirds innings, 29 walks, 86 strikeouts, and then was converted to a primary reliever in Reading in 2023, 0-2. Swing and a miss, there's strike 3, and a nice start to the eighth inning for Hernandez, getting his first strikeout of the day, third of the season for the Clearwater Threshers. So one gone, and that'll bring up Pancho Ruiz, who has been the best player at the bat for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 3 hits, a run, and an RBI for Pancho, and he's 3-for-4 on the day with a backwards K coming in the second. First pitch, sinking fastball inside corner for a call or ball number 1. The count to Ruiz, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Curveball from Hernandez. Bullpen's clear, so we might see Bragg for a third inning coming into the ninth. 1-1. Touched foul and poked towards the Threshers' dugout. 1-2. One gone in the ninth, 6-0 lead for Fort Myers. Last licks for the Threshers with Hediger Ware and Powaka Grego to come to the plate. Just 2 hits for Clearwater so far, 7 for Fort Myers. Ruiz takes one the other way and just a little shift-beating dribbler fielded in the outfield by Farquhar, and that's the 4th hit of the day for Pancho Ruiz. And sometimes hitters will have just those kind of days where things seem to roll the right way for him, and that has been the case for Pancho Ruiz today. So, one gone in the ninth, and hit number 8, half of them going to Pancho Ruiz here in the ninth in Clearwater. Now Rafael Cruz up at the plate, who's 1-for-4. Pops one up, playable down the first base side. Katowski to the fence as that one reaches the seats, as that one just continued to drift out of play, and it's an 0-1 count to Cruz. The wind is almost non-existent, but blowing out slightly to the right field side. Don't think it was enough to take that ball out. That was just one of those that just sort of fell into the stands. 0-1 the count to Cruz, though, as Hernandez sets up at the belt and wheels to first, fires the pickoff attempt, not in time, as Ruiz is back in safely. He has made no attempts to steal so far and is 4 different times on base. But Hernandez just checking. 0-1. Hammered by Cruz into left center field. Usu Aceed, who's not going to get there, and that ball is going to reach the wall on a pair of hops. Pancho Ruiz waved around third, cut off by Miller. Throw's going to come home. It's a play at the plate, but Hedeker drops it, and Cruz takes advantage, advancing to third on the RBI double. 7-0 lead for Fort Myers, and that was almost a great relay at home plate, but Hedeker unable to hold on to the baseball. 7-0 Fort Myers as Cruz has his first RBI of the series. And his second hit of the night is a double. Hernandez with a run in three of four innings in which he has pitched in his rehab assignment here in Clearwater. And the Mighty Muscles open up a 7-0 lead. Isaac Pena pinch hit for Martinez in the seventh after he was hit in the hand an inning prior, and he's got his second at bat of the day. Struck out in his first at bat as a lazy pop up into shallow left. Pawaka Grego is there. He makes the catch for the second out of the ninth inning. Good backup by Aiden Miller from shortstop, was running step for step with Pawaka Grego and would have been there to throw it home had that ball been missed. So two gone in the ninth inning. And now Gregory Duran coming back up to the plate after he was also plunked in his last at-bat. Did end up coming around to score on a sacrifice fly. First pitch bounces but blocked by Hedeker, and it's a 1-0 count. Two gone in the ninth. Threshers to send 3-4-5 up to try and put something on the board in the home half of the final inning. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball, missing low, and it's a 2-0 count. But coming back from a 7-run deficit, certainly not out of the question. It already happened to the big league affiliate of the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, Minnesota Twins. 2-0. Fastball inside, 3-0. The Twins had a tie ball game against Detroit earlier today in game one of their doubleheader. And they scored 7 runs in the top of the 12th to give themselves a 12-5 advantage where they'd hold on and win. So the Threshers might be able to put up 7 runs in an inning. 3-0, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 3-1. They had an 8-run inning last year and a couple of 7-run innings. The earliest of those 7-run innings came in Tampa back in April, the third Sunday of the season. Swing and a miss by Duran, and it's 3-2. Another curveball by Hernandez, which has been his best pitch tonight. Three-two count to Gregory Duran. Cruz on third, two outs, 7-0 lead for Fort Myers. Now Hernandez, ball four as the curve bounces on home plate and Duran reaches base for the second straight inning as there's a two-out walk here in the ninth. And Gustavo Armas coming out to check on Christian Hernandez. And we have a young guest on the field. It must be the kid of a security guard who has made her way all the way into the infield and is going up towards second base as she's playing in the dirt. And security is going to come in to take the youngest Threshers fan off in a pretty calm way. I think that's the first time I've seen a field invader in the minors. What an interesting game this has been, as the youngest Threshers fan is going to exit the field amidst a roar of cheers with one of our security guards. and a new wrinkle, some let her play chants from the fans as she's going to go out through the dugout. Just when you thought you've seen everything, right? Two outs in the ninth inning. Maddox Houghton back at the dish as we resume play here at BayCare Ballpark. And one of the strangest stoppages of play I think I've ever seen. First pitch to Houghton, swing and a miss. And the breaking ball in there for a strike. Houghton is one for one, two walks, a sack fly, two runs scored, and a stolen base. Runners on the corners for Fort Myers with two outs as Houghton lines one into left center field gap. Ware and Acevedo giving chase, and another runner is going to be scoring. And someone else being waved around first, that's Gregory Duran, and it's a triple with an RBI for Maddox Houghton. What a series he has had. And that brings the game up to 9-0. Two RBIs on the triple. And a tough one for the Threshers here tonight as that one just hit to just about the perfect spot on the field for a speedster like Maddox Houghton. And the lineup card resets. Threshers have an emergency arm getting loose in their pen as Byron Churio is coming up to the plate for his sixth plate appearance of the evening. 9-0 the score in the ninth, with all but one of the Mighty Muscles runs coming in the fifth inning or later. One in the fifth and sixth, two in the seventh, one in the eighth, and three so far in the ninth. As Churio lines this one to right field, Beyer sprinting towards it and can't make the catch, and that's going to score a run. 10 runs for Fort Myers, and it's an RBI double for Byron Churio, scoring Houghton easily from third. And that'll bring up Trevor Larnach, staying in the entire game of his minor league rehab, which is pretty rare for hitters, particularly ones that have a big league background, and that is going to do it for Christian Hernandez. He leaves responsible for Churio on second base, and a new pitcher will come in to try and get the final out of the ninth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. 10-0 lead for Fort Myers. We'll be back with the last down of the ninth next.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to BayCare Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Chase Hopewell making his season debut, relieving Christian Hernandez with one out remaining in the ninth inning. Four runs already across in the ninth. And the lefty Trevor Larnach facing Chase Hopewell, making his season debut. Ball gets away from Hediger and no one covering third. So the wild pitch starts off Hediger's night. Churio in at third now. 10-0 the score. It is the most runs allowed by the Threshers in a game this season. The most runs in an inning here in the ninth as Larnach wraps one foul down the right field line. 1-1 the count to him. Most runs in an inning scored by a Threshers opponent. Most hits in a game with 11 for Fort Myers tonight. So a whole lot of offense from the Threshers opponents in this 10-0 game. 1-1 the count to Larnach now as Hopewell deals. Fastball over the plate to drop the count to 1-2. Hopewell making his season debut. Pitched in the Complex League last year. Two relief appearances, 3 runs in 2 innings on 3 hits, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Now the 1-2. Hit on the ground to second. Farquhar charging. Underhand flip to first. Katowski squeezes, and that mercifully ends the ninth inning. So the Mighty Muscles put a whole lot on the Threshers in the ninth. 4 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 man left on base. Threshers looking to put something on the board in the ninth when we come back.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clear.
Cade Bragg back out for the ninth inning. Threshers trail 10-0 with Caden Hediger, Bryson Ware, and Nico Pouaka-Grego to start off the ninth for Clearwater. Outscored 10-0, out hit 11-2. And definitely a game the Threshers are going to want to put behind them. Did not lose by double digits last season. Had a couple of 8-run losses. But they are just hoping to get 1 run on the board with the heart of their order up in the ninth. Two righties and a lefty against the lefty Bragg as the sinker starts off Hediger with ball one. Bouncing breaking ball. Makes it 2-0 to Caden Hediger, who is 1-for-3 with a single in the sixth. The count to Hediger now, and the pitch. Fastball missing upstairs, 3-0. And 3-0 pitch, called strike one as the sinker goes right over the heart of the plate. Some loyal fans here in BayCare Ballpark haven't seen a lot of people heading for the exit despite the 10-0 scoreline. As fastball misses outside and a leadoff walk starts off the inning for the second straight frame. The Threshers have now gotten 3 leadoff walks in the ballgame. And still nothing to show for it. Bryson Ware, who has been excellent on defense, is at the plate. 0 for 3 day as he takes a change for a called strike. Hediger not a threat to steal from first, even if he was. With a double-digit lead, the Mighty Muscles aren't exactly covering the bases. Ware fouls the sinker back, and it's 0-2. And the changeup bouncing in the dirt, blocked towards first by Ruiz. And it's a 1-2 count to Ware. Left fielder for the first time in his professional career, playing primarily in the infield with Clearwater. Now the 1-2. Hit on the ground is short. This could be two. Whitaker flips to second for one. Paney to first. Ware almost beats it out. And Duran going into the splits to control that one. And that's just about summed up this game for the Clearwater Threshers. 6-4-3, and now Miko Pawaka-Grego represents the final out for Clearwater. Pawaka-Grego was a victim of another great defensive play by Whitaker over at short back in the second as the breaking ball in there for a called strike. And Grego 0-3 on the evening. Two outs in the ball game. 10-0 lead for the Muscles. Breaking ball misses upstairs. 1-1. Left on left matchup. Bragg deals. Swing and a miss. And now the Threshers down to their final strike. It would be Pawaka-Grego's first career home run if he can put the Threshers on the board. Here in the ninth. 0-1-2, cut on and missed, and that's the ball game. 10-0. And the Threshers suffer their largest defeat of the season, of the last two seasons, in a 10-0 loss, in a somber mood here at Bay Care Ballpark as the fireworks are just about ready to begin. No post-game show because not much of a highlight reel for the Clearwater Threshers. Fort Myers had the first two batters reach base in the top of the third. Byron Churio drove in a run on a double to start the scoring at 1-0. Sacrifice Fly scored runs for the Mighty Muscles in the fifth, sixth, and seventh inning, bringing their lead to 4-0. Then Pancho Ruiz added a second run in the top of the seventh on an RBI single to make the score 5-0. Another sacrifice fly from the Mighty Muscles made it a 6-0 game in the top of the eighth. They added four more in the ninth on a trio of extra base hits, and the Threshers went down in order to end it at 10-0. Second shutout loss of the season for the Threshers. Tanner Hall gets the win. Casey Stewart gets the loss, and the Threshers try to pick themselves up tomorrow in the afternoon contest. 11 a.m. gates, not p.m., and a noon first pitch at Baker Ballpark tomorrow. The pregame show will begin shortly before first pitch tomorrow night. Thank you again for tuning in to the broadcast on behalf of the fantastic production crew here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank you all for listening, and I wish you all a great rest of your Saturday night.